Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Talking about evil spirits is a strange thing to many of us today. However, when Jesus walked the earth, he cast out evil spirits. He rebuked them. He warned against them. And most importantly, he taught people about them. He taught people about their existence and their tactics. But today, many Christians will quite openly speak about angels but ignore the reality of demons. Now, don't get me wrong. We are not to glorify demons, but equally, we are not to fear them. But the fact is that Jesus' ministry included teachings about demons and encounters with demon-possessed individuals. So we ought to at least be knowledgeable against the schemes of the kingdom of darkness. Now, Jesus gave us a very important teaching about unclean spirits in Matthew chapter 12, verse 43 to 45. The Bible says, "When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places, seeking rest, and finds none. Then he says, 'I will return to my house from which I came.' And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. So shall it also be with this wicked generation." Let me point out a few things to explain this teaching. We are houses. The Bible says, "You do not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you." Now, a clean house is one that the Holy Spirit dwells in. A dirty house is one that has an unclean spirit, a demonic spirit. Now, the Bible in Matthew 12, verse 44 says, "I will return to my house from which I came." Notice how the unclean spirit takes ownership of the house, the body. The first thing it tells me is that unclean spirits have an intellect. They think. And in their thinking, if they dwell in a house, if they possess a person, they get attached to the place. Notice the language used in Matthew 12, 44. "I will return to my house." Now, let's focus on this concept of an unclean spirit returning to the same house. Have you ever noticed someone who is bound by something can be free for some time and then fall back into that very same bondage? They will be set free and delivered from a problem, an addiction, or some type of stronghold until the demon comes back to check on what it considers its house. And if that house doesn't have the fire of the Holy Spirit in it, if that house doesn't have the fruit of the Spirit in it, then it's a house that's exposed. It's a house that Jesus described as empty, swept, and put in order. But This means that the unclean spirit will go and take with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. So for anyone who has been delivered, whom the Son sets free, is free indeed. The issue is that some people walk away from the Son of God. They walk away from Jesus Christ after receiving their blessing. They backslide and fall back into sin. They backslide and rebel against the Lord. Therefore, they leave themselves exposed to the forces of darkness because they are no longer under the covering of Jesus. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20-22 says, "For if, after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb, 'A dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow, having washed, to her wallowing in the mire.'" We are told here that if anyone knows Jesus Christ, and they walk away from him and become entangled in sin again, their latter end is worse for them than the beginning. You see, this is all about maintaining the fire of Christ in your heart. The world will try to kill your fire. Sin will most definitely kill your fire. The devil's sole mission is to kill your fire. So it's vital that as believers, we keep the fire burning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Especially if you've been delivered from something. So keep the fire of God burning in your heart. Never leave that fire to die down. Once someone is delivered from an unclean spirit, they ought to always keep the fire burning. You do this by not backsliding. You do this by frequent, regular prayer. You do this through meditating on God's word. You do this through guarding what you expose your heart to and your mind to. As you do this, you will keep your house occupied with the presence of God. When that unclean spirit returns, you will see that the place it once called home is no longer its home. But instead, it's a place filled with the presence of a holy and righteous God.
From the moment we are saved, from the moment we decide to follow Jesus, hell and the devil become angry. Hell and all its demons are alarmed. They are shaken at the prospect of another man or woman empowered by the Holy Spirit. The devil is shaken by the thought of a believer who has found joy and strength in Jesus. And I want you not to miss this. A soul saved is celebrated in heaven, but that same soul intimidates the devil. A soul saved is welcomed and applauded in heaven, but equally, a soul saved becomes a target for the enemy. Not because they're weak, and it's not because they have no strength, but they become a target because of the potential that God has placed within them. The devil knows you could be a potential Moses or an Elijah or a warrior like Joshua. And that makes you a target. But this is nothing to be fearful of. It should only be a reminder to remain vigilant. When you're saved, the devil makes it his mission to try and get you back into the world by any means necessary. He does all he can to discourage you or to make you lose your salvation. This is why you have to fight to stay saved, because we have an enemy who wants to destroy us. An enemy who is called the accuser of the brethren. He would rather you be unsaved and living a life of sin. And if you willingly decide to take a stand and put on the whole armor of God, oh well, that's when you enter the realm of spiritual warfare. A fight between good and evil. A fight between the spirit man and the carnal flesh.
One of the greatest areas of misunderstanding in any person's life can be pinpointed to what they know and what they don't know. And it's simple because we understand what we know and tend to not understand the things we don't know. Now, people often have a lack of knowledge about spiritual warfare, particularly about the root cause of the warfare we experience on a day-to-day basis as Christians. Most of us just see the issues, the problems, and circumstances we face as just being life. We've all heard the cliches people use. Well, that's just the way it is, or life is like a box of chocolates, or even perhaps when it rains, it pours. But the everyday battles we face take on new meanings when we have a better understanding of spiritual warfare. The Bible teaches in 2 Peter 3, verse 9, that the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The word also teaches the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The contrast between the two is a case of good versus evil. One offers light, one offers darkness. One offers life, one offers destruction. And it's an ongoing battlefront that rages in the heart of every person. Someone once said, "You are a prime target for attack precisely because you are on the other side." So when we stand on the side of God, we can expect opposition from the enemy. The devil will devise an offensive assault with every opportunity he gets, and he will mount a strike from every side. When you look throughout the Bible, the devil is indeed the prince of darkness and evil. But consider this. Although he is behind the scenes, who does he use? Yes, there are principalities and rulers of darkness that we fight against, but really think. Who does the devil often use to attack the work of God or men and women of God? He uses people. Jezebel was a person. Saul was a person. Judas was a person. Delilah was a person. Herod was a person. Do you see the pattern? It wasn't this dark, demonic creature walking around, but it was people, men and women. Perhaps this is the easiest way for the enemy to attack us because, well, if he tried to attack any of us with his true form, we would cast him down with speed and boldness. So he does it subtly, through other people. The prayer of Jesus as he came out of the Garden of Gethsemane was that God's people would be united as one so that the world would recognize him as the Savior of the world. But Satan's ploy, of course, is to divide and conquer. If the enemy can interrupt God's plan for unity in the body of Christ, then he believes he can claim victory. And what better way for him to try than for him to use people against one another? Some people can be used of the devil without being possessed, as we might expect. They can be influenced or deceived by the enemy, who will then use those people for his bidding. This trick of the enemy goes all the way back to the beginning of time when Cain killed his brother Abel in Genesis chapter 4. And there are more examples of just how badly some people can affect others. King David also struggled with the idea of fully trusting peoples or someone close to him, as he wrote, "Even my close friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted his heel against me," in Psalms 41, verse 9. The devil tried countless times to try and stop the Apostle Paul from reaching his destiny through people he knew. He wrote in 2 Timothy 4, verse 14, "Alexander the coppersmith did me great harm." Paul also disclosed a sharp disagreement that arose between him and Barnabas on their second missionary journey if you read Acts 15, verse 36 to 41. And it doesn't end there. If you read Galatians 2, verse 11 to 19, Paul even had a sharp encounter with Peter, which caused tension within the church itself. So where am I going with this? Well, as a believer, we must understand that the enemy will try to pit people against each other to try and stop the progress of the kingdom. But this is not the only way he will attack. The devil is a master deceiver. In fact, Scripture teaches us that the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. The Bible also tells us that Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. And we know by the word that he was so confident in himself that he believed he could deceive Jesus Christ himself. 3 times in the wilderness, the devil tried to manipulate the word of God and to use it to make Jesus sin against his Father. However, Jesus used the scriptures to defend himself against the tricks of the devil. The word declares that we are not to be ignorant to the devices of the enemy, because we know that he was a liar from the beginning and that he is the father of lies. It was the deception of the devil that caused Eve to eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge in the Garden of Eden. And if we're not paying close attention, the enemy will also deceive us into sinning against God. But if his deceitfulness fails, he will come at us in another direction.
But saints, God has been faithful through his word to give us plenty of warnings about the devil and about his schemes. That way we are never blindsided. And more importantly, God has made available to us all of the necessary resources and the tools that enable us to fight. Now, the most prominent scripture about spiritual warfare is found in Ephesians 6, verse 12. It says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." To put it simply, when it comes to spiritual warfare, the Christian man or woman will fight against principalities, against powers and rulers of the darkness. They will fight against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Now, I don't know about you, but at first glance, that looks like a daunting list. It looks like there are ranks in the kingdom of darkness. At first glance, this list may look intimidating, and you may be there thinking, "I'm fighting to just live right. How can I be expected to fight principalities, rulers of darkness, and spiritual hosts of wickedness?" Some believers may even say these battles are for an Elijah type of Christian, a Moses or Paul type of Christian. But I would like to help you realize that you are called, qualified, and equipped to handle spiritual warfare. The first thing we have to realize is that a child of God is dangerous and powerful. You're dangerous to the enemy, and you are powerful because greater is he who is in you. Greater is Jesus Christ, who is in your heart, than he who is in the world. For you and I to be included in Ephesians 6, verse 12, which says, "Collectively, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers." This means that you and I, as children of God, are both eligible and capable of fighting spiritual battles. It means that at the point that we are saved and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we sign up to become a part of God's army, and therefore we have been given the appropriate resources and the appropriate tools to fight as members in the body of Christ. Now, let's discuss our eligibility and capability. In terms of our eligibility, from the point that we're saved, heaven rejoices. Luke 15, verse 10. Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. This verse, in other words, confirms that we are now eligible to be in the army of God. Heaven rejoices because your soul has been gained in the kingdom of God and in the army of the Lord. Now, for our capability when it comes to spiritual warfare, the true definition of the word capability is the power or ability to do something or the extent of someone's or something's ability. We need to look at Ephesians 6, verse 10, which says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." I need you to understand this verse because this is how we are then capable to wrestle in the Spirit, to fight in the Spirit. According to Ephesians 6, verse 10, we are strong when we are in the Lord and in the power of his might. His might. Not your own intelligence, not your own muscle or skill, but in his might. You are capable of fighting spiritual battles, not through your own strength or your own might, but as the Bible says, through the strength of the Lord and through his might. So I encourage you not to be intimidated by Satan. We are eligible and capable to fight spiritual battles because we are saved and we are to fight in the Lord and through the power of his might. Be encouraged. Don't be afraid of the fight. You are both capable and eligible to fight. So fight. Fight in prayer. Fight through God's word. Fight with the Holy Spirit. Fight with boldness. Don't allow the devil to just walk all over you. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in his might. You have God Almighty on your side. So begin to fight like it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.